from around the world. This is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Squadron Leader Jack Steel and the Starblade by Chris Burdett. Episode 10, The Agenda of Evil. In the tunnels of Titan, our heroes have found allies in their struggle against the Quaxorian Horde, and with their assistance, the Starblade is ready to take to the skies once more. But Jack, Yvette, and Charlie's presence on the moon has brought a deadly foe in their wake.
My name is Kyle. I'm Ariana's second in command. There's been a problem, and I must ask you all to come with us. Now! Get down!
What is it? What's happened?
As you can see, the Quaxorians are starting to outflank our forward positions. Worse, they've captured the princess. They're demanding that we hand you over in return for her release. Of course, we have no intention of doing so, but we do need your help.
Of course we'll help. Won't we, Jack?
No question about it. What else do you know, Kyle?
Their commander is a human named Mordred. You know him?
I'm afraid we're probably the reason he's here. Go on.
The arrival of his troops has tipped the balance in the Quack's favour. We think that he is holding Ariana at the main star dock. It's where they first landed all of their assault craft and made a bridgehead. They want us to bring you there, but they only gave us 30 minutes, and that's closer to 20 now.
Come on then, there's no time to lose. But no, not you, Yvette.
What do you mean? I am not staying here whilst you rush off into danger.
No, you're not. But I'll wager Mordred doesn't expect you to be with us. Here's what I want you to do.
There. That is the last door sealed. Now there is only one way in or out.
Two, if you count a 100-yard hole in the roof.
My new metal muscles are like the pistons of industry that drive the glorious revolution. But even so, I do not think that Mordred expected me to build a roof over the star dock. It might be inconvenient when he wants to launch his spacecraft again. Is the prisoner secure?
She is tied up.
You are wasting your time, Quaxorian lapdogs. My people will never...
And now, gag does bell.
Are you certain the bonds are secure?
I got a gold swastika for my notwerk in the Hitler Youth. Adolf awarded it to me himself.
Ha! I'm afraid that Herr Hitler will be a little surprised when he realizes his Quaxorian allies have decided to destroy the planet rather than help him to conquer it.
Yeah, it is a shame. With Earth gone, clothes shopping is going to be a nightmare.
As for me, I sometimes have sleepless nights thinking about the noble Russian workers whose struggle will have been for nothing.
You are a robot, Grigori. You do not sleep anymore.
Well, no, but I would. Mordred, I did not hear you return.
Clearly not. But listen to me carefully, both of you. Our Quaxorian troopers are in place, so I can speak freely for a moment. I have no wish to rule over a barren planet. Humanity's rightful place is groveling at my feet, not scattered as ashes on the wind. I have decided to prevent the bombardment and force the Archduke to invade instead.
But if you interfere with his plans, he will kill you on the spot.
Which is why it is important that we capture Steel. The Quaxorian battleships are vulnerable to a certain ultra-high frequency that overloads their shielding and weapon systems. Once on board the mothership, I will tell Steel this. Then I will give him the opportunity to escape and activate a device that will cripple the fleet's weapons.
He will be killed?
Of course. But not until he has saved the Earth from what he sees as the greater of two evils. And has incidentally taken the blame for it as well.
Leaving you to lead the invasion force and take your place as ruler of the Earth. It is brilliant.
Yes, it is. And the best part is that Steel will have no choice but to comply.
Jack, I think I've just spotted someone lurking down that corridor.
I know, don't look around. He's not the only one. There have been at least half a dozen others before that. We expected Mordred to double-cross us. This pretty much confirms it.
I wish you'd let Carl and his lads come with us like they offered. They looked as if they'd be right handy in a scrap.
Hopefully it won't come to that. Ah, look! That must be the Stardock ahead, and some old friends of ours!
Ariana!
Whoa, hold back there, old fella.
That's good advice. One false move, and Rasputin here will blast the princess into atoms.
Rasputin? You look a bit different.
All thanks to you, I am told, Jack Steele.
I'm Jack Steele. That's Bilkins.
Oh.
Never mind the who's who. Step forward, both of you.
We're here now, Mordred. Let Princess Ariana go.
Let her go? That's a novel concept.
Commander!
That's what Quaxorians look like. Blimey! No wonder they're out to get everyone.
They are Quaxorian shock troopers, Mr. Bilkins. And now that they have cut off your only means of escape, I think that it is time to reconsider our deal. Don't you?
What do you mean? We've given ourselves up as you demanded. You have no honourable reason to keep her captive.
I have every dishonourable reason to do so, though, Steele. Your foolish sense of fair play has, of course, doomed you all. He with the greatest firepower gets to dictate the terms.
Really? I'm glad you said that.
What?
Crikey! It's the Starblade!
How can this be? Who's flying it?
Mordred, I have all of our weaponry locked upon your landed spacecraft. If you do not release Jack, Charlie, and the Princess in the next 30 seconds, I will destroy your ships on the ground.
Do you fancy being stuck here for a while, Mordred?
Don't be a fool. The fleet will send more ships back for us.
Are you sure? Last time we checked, they weren't showing any signs of slowing down. Your Archduke will leave you here to rot.
15 seconds.
All right. Grigori, let the woman go.
But Mordred...
Now!
I am lowering the boarding ramp. Quickly, Jacques, get on board.
Well, on the plus side, it looks as if his sense of fair play meant that he's left our ships intact.
Shut up, Grigori.
Our instruments show no sign of pursuit.
We'll circle around the moon and find somewhere safe to set down to let the princess disembark. That is, if you want to leave us, Ariana.
I must. I'm sorry, but my people and I have our own war to fight.
Well, if you have to, I understand.
Believe me, Charlie, if there were any other way.
Yeah, I know. Can't argue with fate. Besides, we've got unfinished business of our own. Buggered if I know what we're going to do about it, though.
There is a way to defeat the Quaxorians, Charlie. Whilst I was held captive, Mordred spoke of a weakness. Some form of high-frequency device that can disable their weapons and defences.
Top hole! Do you know what he was talking about?
I'm afraid I do not, but there are those who might. There is a trader of information named Fingers McGinty. He operates from the Freeport, the space station I told you about. Even if he cannot supply the device in question, he will know where to get hold of one.
We can be there in less than a day.
Do you think he'll help us?
Not for nothing. He thinks only in terms of his own profit, but here. Please, take this.
Is that... No, it can't be. That's not a diamond that big.
It is known as the Heart of Titan and was discovered when we excavated the very deepest level of our city. It is the symbol of my royal status.
We couldn't take that. It must be priceless.
Take it, please. If Earth is defeated, then Titan is doomed as well. You have rescued me. Now please, save my world.
Approaching the landing zone. I'm sorry, but we cannot wait for long.
All right, we'll take it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. And you, Yvette. And I hope to see you again, Charlie. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Princess.
The last of the troopers are on board.
Good. Helga, what did you find?
I have located some on the long-range etheric sensors. They are on a direct course towards Uranus. According to the charts, there is a space station there.
Yes, the Freeport. I know of it. If we leave now, they will not have much of a lead.
Lord Mordred, fighting has intensified and the rebels are pushing back against our forward positions. We require your shock troops to reinforce the line.
I am afraid that will not be possible, Commander. We are taking our leave immediately.
But without your assistance, we could lose half of the ground we have gained, maybe more.
Not my problem. My task is to stop Jack Steele.
You believe that one man is more important than an entire planet?
Moon. It's a moon. And yes, stopping Jack Steele is far more imperative than winning here. Helga, power up the transmitter and see if you can contact the Freeport authorities. If possible, I want to ensure our friends a warm welcome when they arrive at Uranus.
In The Agenda of Evil, Jack Steele was played by Neil Frankham, with Lucy Harvey as Yvette and James Harvey as Bilkins. Nigel Potter was Mordred, Tom Butterworth was Rasputin, and Lauren Orton played Helga von Schmidt. Ariana was played by Nadia Aman, with John Creek as Kyle. The narrator was Guy Ranawira. Sound engineering was by Frank Redding, with original music composed and performed by Bill McSweeney. Squadron leader Jack Steele and the Starblade is an It's a Trap production.
There's a new radio station coming to your town. Everybody knows about talk radio, but not everybody likes talk radio.
It's too right-wing.
It's too left-wing.
Gosh, you morons.
You call us an idiot.
Starting soon on a station near you, the radio format you've been waiting for. It's not talk radio. It's Shut Up Radio. Just give a listen. Let's go to the phones. You're on Shut Up Radio.
Hey, let's talk about taxes.
Let's not. Next caller.
Congress has just passed a bill that's gonna...
Shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
Make me.
I don't make garbage. I burn it. Yes, it's Shut Up Radio. It's not conservative. It's not liberal. It's a breath of fresh air.
And what's your beef, caller?
I have no beef. I just wanted to say hi.
Finally, a caller with nothing on his mind. Go ahead.
Hi.
Shut up, Jabberjaw.
When talk radio gets on your nerves, switch to Shut Up Radio. They have no opinions on anything. Remember, a station that's apathetic is a pathetic station.
Thanks for calling Shut Up Radio. We'll have less after this.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.